This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We are joined on the waitfor.com hotline by Steve Coonan. And Steve, man, appreciate it so much. It was a fun event last night, man. Very cool. And I liked it because we had no drama last night about trades or any other kind of craziness last night.
I enjoyed the night, too. I think any time you can pick up a lottery-quality player drafting in the middle of the pack is a really, really good night. And so I was thrilled with our pick, and I think AJ is going to make an impact on this city over time.
Can't go wrong with the Duke player, AJ Griffin, pure jump shooter, obviously can hit the perimeter shot. He's only 18, will be 19 at the end of the summer. So, Steve, the question we have is he going to be part of a bigger picture with more moves, or is he actually going to be a Hawk someday?
You know, I would say that we drafted him to play for us, but, you know, you never know. I mean, you never know. But today there is not a secret plan that you know, we took him for somebody else. We took him for the Atlanta Hawks, but I'll never say never on never and never.
Okay. No, because certainly as a younger player, and this is not a knock on any coaching or anything, I mean, the first move would obviously be to be playing for the Skyhawks in College Park because he's still a very young player.
Most likely, but that's why you have the team. I mean, that's why we invested and built the team and kept it close by so he can be, you know, under the watchful eye of our basketball development team, our general manager, our president of basketball operations, and our head coach. I know that you've been frustrated at times because you are an NBA quality coach representative that Nate hasn't played young guys, but, you know, it all depends on the skill level and what we're trying to build. And, you know, I give Jalen great credit, Jalen Johnson, last year's number one pick, by saying, let me play in the G League. I don't want to sit on the bench. And you can't have a 13-man rotation in the NBA. It doesn't work.
You know, Steve, I think that, and, you know, obviously we talk to fans all the time and even talking to people last night at the event. You know, I know what's the saying? Everybody fears change, but nobody fears improvement. Mm-hmm. And I think that folks, while they want change, I think they have to understand that change for the sake of change's sake isn't going to necessarily make a team better. And I look at a lot of the rumor and innuendo about what the Hawks are involved in, and I'm like, okay, does this really make us better? And I think people maybe got hung up a little bit by some of Tony Ressler and some of Travis Link's comments about, you know, maybe we shouldn't have run it back or this, that, and the other. And I think people just assume that there's going to be a lot of change. But, you know, I don't think change for change's sake is good. And I think that's going to be the tough thing for the Hawks is just finding the right move that really will make us better.
You know, you raise a great point. And this is my eighth season of doing this. And I walked into here a huge basketball fan, a huge Hawks fan, a huge draft Nick, loving trades, reading all of that. And What I think fans have to take a deep breath and understand, everything's not done in a night. You know, I read everything. I see every Twitter piece, and I have a son who makes me effing crazy with all the rumors. And I've seen one thing that was accurate out of maybe 500. So you got to understand, so much of this is agent smokescreen. So much of this is, you know, fan-generated. So much of this makes little to no sense in the corridors where these decisions are made. And so the draft is one piece of the puzzle. There's draft, free agencies, trades. And last night started the puzzle, but it certainly didn't end it. So, you know, I'm happy to I love coming on every Friday, but, hopefully next Friday we'll have different things to talk about than we have this Friday. So all I would say is be patient and let the puzzle unfold before people come up with a point of view.
It is Steve Kuhn, guys, the Hawks CEO, with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, our weekly visit. And I get it. I mean, as we said, I mean, there's so many things about the Hawks. I mean, if all of it was true, I mean, there's not enough players on a roster to trade, and it would be a complete overhaul. I know there's been, I mean, you can't specifically talk about athletes because you are a.
Don't tell me what I can and can't do, sir.
Okay. No, there was a trade with a team in Texas, which sounded great for us, but it just didn't make a hell of a lot of sense for the team in Texas.
Okay. Not going to touch that one.
Okay. But and for those, again, as Steve can't comment directly, the Murray trade and John and the ask apparently was, again, reportedly a huge ask. We'll see where it goes.
I wasn't reported properly anyway, but okay. Continue.
All right. Well, I do appreciate the clarification on that. But I know I asked you before the idea that maybe two new faces on the starting five next year.
I don't know yet. The puzzle's not complete.
Well, let me ask you this, Steve. When
I'm not trying to be difficult.
No, I know you can't talk about guys. I get it.
No, but what I'm saying is, you know, the move A creates move B. Move B creates move C. You're playing within the confines. Remember, to make a trade, you have to have two willing partners and agreed upon equal value and compensation. So the ESPN trade machine is wonderful because it allows you to put in anything you want. But it's not real life.
Well, Mike's got a bunch of mock drafts for next year already. Steve,
no, you
so,
stop. Yeah. By the way, I didn't think we were going to do anything with the draft pick. I'm glad we got Griffin, but I kind of get the feeling that he might be, you know, part of a bigger plan, to your point earlier, well, Steve.
So interesting. You know, somebody gave me grief today and said, I can't believe you sold the 44th pick. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, the guy we were going to take at 44, we got at 51, and somebody paid us. Huh? What's the problem?
Yeah, you made $2 million off that deal.
Well, Steve,
hell yeah, baby. Somebody's got to pay for all the meatballs y'all ate last night.
You know, one thing I am curious about, though, when you're a franchise that is in so much of the news cycle, that everybody from Woj to the, you know, Joe Bag of Donuts, you know, at whatever website or blog or whatever is talking about the Hawks, how much do you have to communicate with players about tuning out the noise? Because, look, let's face it. Now people's narrative is, you know, well, how can the Hawks bring John Collins back? And I'm thinking to myself, wait a second. John Collins didn't go out and say, I want to be traded. The Hawks didn't say that we're trying to trade John Collins. How much do you guys have to spend communicating with guys, tune this noise out no matter what you're hearing? You know, and I know Travis addressed this in The Athletic. Tune this out. We'll address it with you if there's actual, you know, fire to the smoke.
100%. You literally just said my quote. If there is a player that we're going to, you know, actively be moving, we'll talk to him and the representatives, because a lot of times you need the cooperation. And so, you know, I saw all of this stuff, and you wish you could comment and you wish you could clarify it, but that's just part of the, you know, kabuki theater that happens every June. And by the way, ratings were great for the draft last night. People are interested talking about it. So it's good for the NBA and it's good for the Atlanta Hawks.
Do you like the idea as a concept of having a guy handling the ball not named Trey and letting Trey move around and have a little more motion in the offense?
I think it's obvious that we need more than one ball handler. You know, if you watched the draft last night, you heard a constant theme of wings, wings, wings. You know, shoot, dribble, play defense. And it's so key that handling the ball. We look at Boston, and they had record-setting turnovers in the last three games with Golden State, a series that they had under control early. So, yes, we need more ball handlers, more people on the wings who can shoot. And, you know, constant change is just part of the NBA recipe.
I'm glad you brought it up, Steve, because we needed more wings, wings, wings last night at the party. So I just want to let you know.
I'm sorry about that. $2 million doesn't go as far as it used to.
Yeah, I mean, well, inflation and everything, I understand. Steve, where do a lot of these rumors come from? I mean, in all honesty, I mean,
Well, without pointing fingers, first of all, social media allows anybody to put anything out there.
Right.
You know, second of all, I was sitting at the draft last night in the draft room, maybe 8 feet from Travis next to Tony. And I had a very respected reporter in this marketplace who I like very much write me about a trade that an agent told him was happening. He said, I just heard from a player's camp that your guys are making a trade for these two players. And I said, I'm reading from my text, not on my radar, you know. And so it's just smoke in case somebody, you know, needs a little prodding for the idea. How often, I mean, let's go back and look at a Falcons draft. Let's go back and, you know, I mean, Mike, you knew about the Matt Ryan trade to Indy a few days beforehand. I know you did. And you kept it quiet. But rarely does the public know about a real trade. So a lot of this is theater. It's agents. It's online bloggers. It's experts. But, you know, it's not what necessarily happens in the NBA.
The other thing is, David, since we're talking about it, I know we got to get out of here on a Friday, but should, at the end of the day, should Hawks fans, because of all the noise that we've just discussed, should they be tempering their expectations of just how much roster turnover there will be then?
I think they should be patient till, you know, early to mid-July, because we're working every minute of every day to improve our roster. And if we're able to, we'll be announcing it at the proper time. But like I said, last night was the first step. It wasn't the final.
Well, listen, it's going to be a fascinating offseason. I know that. I'm very much looking forward to the offseason. I really wish we had free agency and all that first to kind of set the draft up and everything. But
so
you get the work
on
that,
Steve. Better.
You know, come on, Steve, fix all that stuff. I mean, you got all the
power
in the league.
It's not an original idea, but it's certainly one that, you know, you would do free agency first in the draft to fill in the gaps. But, you know, that'll be collectively bargained in the future.
Right. Yeah. All right, Steve. We appreciate it.
All right.
We'll talk next week.
Keep spreading the love.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.